Dr. Rita Dobbins opened the door to the interrogation room and stepped inside. She kept her voice bright, but professional. "Sorry to be late," she announced. "I'm afraid I went to the wrong room." She set her handbag on the floor and took her pad and pen out of it, setting them neatly on the table. Since Anders didn't seem to be introducing her, as they discussed earlier, she did it herself. "Aaron, I'm Dr. Rita Dobbins, a psychiatrist. You can call me Rita if you like, or Dr. Dobbins is fine too, if you prefer." That piercing, dark hawk stare came up to pin her with dislike, and then drift negligently away. A dismissal. "I've been added to the team, so you'll be seeing me regularly," she added. When Ars didn't answer her, she simply took a seat. Anders seemed to have recovered from his shock at Ars' last question. "Aries, we talked a little bit about this on the plane. I mean, about some testing. Do you remember?" "No, Agent Anders," Ars snapped at him. "I'm a fucking moron, so I can't recall what you said 2 hours ago. And turn the monitor around. I like to see it." It doesn't turn," the agent said, and he placed his hand on it to demonstrate. "It's fixed in place, Aries. It swivels a little bit for the agents on our side of the table, but there's nothing on it you care about anyway. It operates the restraints and has a call button for the MPs." "It monitors what?" Ars demanded. "My temperature, heart rate. Does it have respiration rate too?" "Kind of a mini lie detector, wouldn't you say?" Anders merely shook his head in amazement. He walked over to take a seat next to Rita. "Yes, Aries, all of that. Why do you ask me the question if you already know the answer?" The prisoner answered coldly. "Well, maybe it's my mini lie detector test, Agent Anders." His voice could hardly have been more disdainful. Rita intervened. "Aaron? Or maybe I should ask you first if it's okay to call you Aaron?" "You know what? Why don't you call me AR? That's what my father calls me, and I think you'd fit in the same category. And you too, Anders." He knew Anders would understand that, even if the doctor didn't. From that point on, he tuned them out. Sank deep inside himself. Oh yeah, he could still hear them. But he pushed them out to the fringes of his consciousness, brought up a complex math question instead, and played around with various solutions. After 5 minutes of no response from him whatsoever, Anders tried something different. "You know, Aries," he said casually, "Rita's got an IQ test with her, and you said you might consider taking it." "Actually, Anders," Ars said caustically, "here's what. I'll fucking talk to you if you spend the rest of the time with me in exactly the same position I am and no moving.